On December 21st, 2013, I registered the domain name gringoespanol.com. Although it has quite the ring to it now, Gringo Espanol, initially I was disappointed gringospanish.com was already taken. But now I'm glad. I love Gringo Espanol. It means so many things. But December 21st, 2013 wasn't when my dream started. Yes, teaching Spanish online is a dream to me. The dream started over 5 years before. That's when I initially had the idea to teach Spanish online and bought the domain name No BS Spanish, because I was going to teach you Spanish without the BS, get it? So I made my first rambling, nonsensical video with a whiteboard and quickly realized I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't exactly persevere for long and quickly threw in the towel. I don't recall my specific excuses at the time. But in the years that followed, I remember thinking that I just plain couldn't do it. Who was I to teach Spanish? I wasn't a native speaker. I hadn't even spoken Spanish really in close to 10 years, my travel days were behind me. I had to work now, pay the bills. But one day, I was sitting at my desk and it hit me.
Wait a second, I can do this from anywhere.
You see, I was sitting in my $1,200 per month apartment, paying the electricity bill, my car payment, car insurance, all of life's normal stuff. Thousands of dollars a month without getting ahead or even being that comfortable. But I was working online. I did all my work online, so I could do it from anywhere. And when I used to travel, I did it really cheap, like $1,000 a month total in Latin America. I could save money traveling. It was November 2010. I went online and checked flights to Buenos Aires. That's where I wanted to go. So I bought the ticket. A few months later, my apartment lease ended. I sold all my furniture, my car, and other stuff, performed the wedding ceremony of my friends, another story for another day, and got on that flight to Argentina. I had no idea what awaited me. I just know I wanted a better life. Fast forward 10 months. It's December 2010. I'm now in Valladolid, Mexico, 2 hours from Cancun. I walk into my hostel and see these two Dutch girls sitting at a table on the back patio. I sit down with them. Turns out they're in no mood to talk. They're sick. Mexico sick. They obviously ate something bad. They even think they knew exactly what it was and where. It's always the expensive nice restaurants. But it happened a few days ago. They'd been feeling like crap for days. Now, I don't like to go running to the doctor for every little tummy ache, but both of them got sick at the same time and we were in Mexico. They obviously had food poisoning of some kind. They hadn't gone to the pharmacy or doctor because they were sick, tired, and didn't speak any Spanish. They didn't have the energy to go to one place, try to talk to them there, then be told to go somewhere else, go through that same thing again, and still have to wait for a doctor anyway. It was obvious they needed a little help.
Self-proclaimed travel Spanish expert!
I asked our nice hostel lady for the address of a doctor. Just doctor or médico, while pointing at the sick girls, would have gotten you the same address just as quickly. We took off right away, stopped twice for directions, I'm not exactly a human GPS, then sat down in the waiting room. Now, I'm not gonna lie, these girls were pretty cute, and I might have been looking forward to showing off my travel Spanish skills, being the travel Spanish expert that I am.
Self-proclaimed.
Fine, whatever. Self-proclaimed travel Spanish expert. The door opened and the doctor motioned for us to enter. This was my big moment. I pointed at their stomachs and said,
dolor de estómago,
which is stomach ache. The doctor said, gracias, then clearly motioned for me to leave the room.
Wait, you don't want to hear my theory on how they contracted it?
As I sat there replaying what had happened in my mind, it dawned on me. Those girls didn't even need me. They could have said dolor de estómago or stomach ache themselves. The girls came out a few minutes later, prescriptions in hand, and I kid you not, they felt better that same night. Good enough, actually, to join me for a laser light show at Chichen Itza, cool Mayan ruins in Mexico. The light show disappointed us all, for the record. But my mind wasn't on the light show that night. It was on the light bulb in my head. I couldn't get the doctor's office out of my mind. These girls were at some stupid laser light show instead of hugging a toilet because of three simple words. And now that I think about it, both times we stopped to ask directions, they pointed and said a bunch of stuff, but even though I didn't listen to what they said, I knew where I needed to go. They pointed. Ding, 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 ding. I had my answer. I finally had my answer. 5 years ago, I tried to teach Spanish online, and that was my fatal mistake. I can't teach Spanish, and you can't learn Spanish. But did you see my last video, The Bare Minimum Method? In that video, I showed you three specific steps to speak Spanish today. Only learn the words you need for a specific situation, don't worry about grammar, and don't quit when you feel stupid. I still might not have felt adequate enough to teach you the entire Spanish language, but I could sure teach you how to ask directions in Spanish. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. All the video clips you'll be seeing in this video from Spain are courtesy of my premium course, my first one, Travel Spanish Crash Course, available right now at gringoespanol.com/premium/travel. That link is also in the description. The three questions I'm about to teach you that'll enable you to ask directions to any site in any Spanish-speaking country is probably the simplest system in the Travel Spanish course. The questions are made of just 7 words, but get this, it's also the most effective, the most foolproof. That's a good combo. Let's just get to it. Question number one is, ¿dónde está? Then say where you want to go. ¿Dónde está? Means where is. You can say an address, the name of a landmark, you can even just point to something on the map. If you wanted to go to McDonald's, you'd ask, ¿dónde está McDonald's? If you wanted to go to the museum in Madrid called La Reina Sofía, you'd ask, ¿dónde está La Reina Sofía?
Discúlpame, señor. ¿Dónde está la Reina Sofía?
Eso está en Atocha.
I said, discúlpame, señor, which means, excuse me, sir, before asking, ¿dónde está la Reina Sofía? Where is the Reina Sofía? He then said a bunch of gibberish, but more importantly, did you see him point?
Discúlpame, señor. ¿Dónde está la Reina Sofía?
Eso está en Atocha.
They always do that. And when I say always, check this out.
Hola, por favor. ¿Dónde está el supermercado Mercadona? Hola, por favor. ¿Dónde está el metro?
La.
¿El metro?
Para allí abajo.
Hola, por favor. ¿Dónde está el supermercado Mercadona?
¿El Mercadona? Sí.
Señor, discúlpame. ¿Dónde está la parada de metro Ópera?
Ópera. Mira,
Hola. ¿Dónde están los correos?
¿Correos?
Sí.
Tienes que seguir.
Hola, por favor. ¿Dónde está el metro?
El metro para...
I'm telling you, they always point. Okay, you just asked, ¿dónde está? Wherever. If they're still talking and you don't understand, you probably won't, basically cut them off as politely as possible, point in the same direction they just pointed, and ask question number two, ¿esa dirección? That direction? As long as you point in the same direction they point, they'll say sí every time.
Está en Atocha.
¿Esa dirección?
Sí.
Don't worry about the whole pointing thing too much. It all happens instinctively, both theirs and yours. Just focus on the 3 questions or 7 words and you'll be fine. After they say sí, you ask question number 3, ¿cuántos minutos andando? How many minutes walking?
Sí.
¿Cuántos minutos andando?
Media hora.
Media hora.
30 minutos.
The answer to this question, obviously, will be a number of some kind. In this example, he first said media hora, which is half hour, then clarified 30 minutos, or 30 minutes.
Discúlpame, señor. ¿Dónde está la Reina Sofía?
Eso está en Atocha.
¿Esa dirección?
Sí.
¿Cuántos minutos andando?
Media hora.
Media hora.
30 minutos.
I know this is very simplistic, and in my Travel Spanish course, I show you how you can take it further and get more specific. But these 3 simple questions really will get you anywhere you need to go. You just walk in the direction they tell you to walk for as long as they tell you to walk. If their answer was 5 minutes, you're probably good just walking 5 minutes in that direction. But if the answer was 30 minutes, you should probably ask again in 5 or 10 minutes just to make sure. Keep doing that until you close in on your destination. Let's go to another quick example of these 3 questions in action. In this one, I'm in Madrid looking for the metro stop Opera, or La Parada de Metro Opera.
Señor, discúlpame. ¿Dónde está la Parada de Metro Opera?
Opera. Mira, topa abajo.
¿Esa dirección?
Sí, sí.
¿Cuántos minutos andando?
4 o 5 minutos.
4 o 5, ok.
Sí, pero lo ves, hay una plaza muy grande y ahí está Opera.
Gracias.
That's a textbook example of the 3 questions in action. Just ignore whatever they say that you don't understand and look for the sí, no, or a number. In this case, after I asked, ¿cuántos minutos andando? Or how many minutes walking? He quickly replied, 4 o 5, which is 4 or 5.
¿Dónde está la parada de metro Opera?
Opera, mira, topa abajo.
¿Esa dirección?
Sí, sí.
¿Cuántos minutos andando?
4 o 5 minutos.
4 o 5, ok.
Sí, pero lo ves, hay una plaza muy grande y ahí está Opera.
Gracias.
Now, these 3 questions, they don't just work in the streets, they work anywhere you'd ask, where is something? Like, where is the bathroom? ¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Cómo se da aquí la derecha?
Remember, what they say doesn't really matter for question number 1. Just look where they point. In that simple example, there was no need for question 2 or 3. And really, you can even skip the ¿dónde está part and just say where you want to go with a question tone to it, like ¿el baño?
¿El baño?
Aquí a la derecha.
This is actually a really good example of getting by with just the caveman version of question number one. If you're in the streets, you can get anywhere just by saying where you want to go with a question tone. They'll point, you say gracias or thank you, then walk in that basic direction and ask again later.
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Cómo hacer aquí a la derecha?
Uy. ¿El baño?
Aquí a la derecha.
But you're not a caveman. Learn all three questions and use them. You'll love the power this brings you out there, and it's really fun. Now, I do have to warn you about something. The clips I just showed you were all from Spain, and everything you've seen in this video will absolutely work all over Latin America too. If you don't change a thing, you'll be understood 100% of the time. However, in Latin America, andando means walking, just like it does in Spain, but it's much more common to say caminando for walking. So, for question number three, in Latin America, it's better to ask cuántos minutos caminando for how many minutes walking, as opposed to the original way for Spain, cuántos minutos andando. Like I said, you'll still be understood if you say andando, but it's much more common to say caminando in this situation when you're in Latin America. That's it for this video, but if you like seeing these clips from Spain and want to go further, I have two choices for you. Number one, you can go to gringoespanol.com/pharmacy right now and download a video straight from the Travel Spanish Crash Course bonus module for free. It's called The Pharmacy. In that video, I'll show you how to get what you need at the pharmacy, and you'll see several video examples from Spain of me doing exactly what I teach you. Go to gringoespanol.com/pharmacy to download that free video now. Number two, you can enroll in the Travel Spanish Crash Course. This video was basically a free sample from that course. Travel Spanish Crash Course has over 60 videos just like this one and focuses on just the four most common travel situations: asking directions, transportation, hotels and hostels, and most importantly, ordering food. And asking directions is a whole module, not just the three questions. There are videos in that module called Helpful Words Number One and Helpful Words Number Two, where, get this, I give you more helpful words to use. There's also a video in that module called What to Do When Things Don't Go Perfectly. Creative names, eh? My point is, each module is simple but thorough. When you're done with that course, you'll be able to ask directions, order good local, not touristy food, find nicer hotels with better rooms and views. In short, you'll have a much better trip. You can enroll in the Travel Spanish Crash Course at gringoespanol.com/premium/travel. All these links are in the description. Okay, that's it for today. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.